Lili Nishmas, Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. So we're up to Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Tes Seif Beis. Kevan Shegi Azman Tfila, Aser Li Adam, L'haktim U'Pesach Haveiro, L'tein U'Shalom. Mishum D'shmol Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. Ava Mutar Lom Alot Tzafer Demari Tov. Once the Zman Tfila has come, which is Alos HaShachar, you're not allowed to go over to someone and say Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. Because that's mentioning Hashem's name. And it's not proper to mention Hashem's name on someone to give this person cover before you give cover to Hashem. Don't use Hashem's name about a person before you give cover to Hashem himself by davening. Now this is referring to, the Shulchan Aruch says, where let's say you're going somewhere to look at something, and you pass somebody's house, and you stop in to say Shalom Aleichem. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, this is more common for us, that you go over to someone in Shul, you haven't seen him in a while, and you walk over from your spot to a different spot to give Shalom. So that you're not allowed to, say Shalom Aleichem, but you are allowed to say good morning. So we're going to call that the middle case, where you go over to someone in Shul, or you're going somewhere, you're walking, and while you're walking somewhere, along the way you stop off in someone's house to say Shalom Aleichem. That you're not allowed to do. Well, Rav Nevensal says, by the way, that based on this, you also shouldn't write a letter. It's, Rav Nevensal writes, May high timer, for this reason, Lanias Daiti, Aser Lichtov B'michtav Shalom. You're not allowed to write Shalom, and let people say Shalom V'vracha, or Shalom Aleichem in a letter. You're not allowed to do that in the morning, even if the letter won't arrive until after davening. Because L'maisa, you're using Hashem's name for a person before you daven. Well, that's category two. Now, the more severe category, we'll call it category one, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avalim einu halech el lahakbil panav kodem tefila. If your whole purpose is just going to someone's house to say hello to them, then afilu zehal lashen asher. Then even saying good morning is asher. You're not allowed to leave your house, go over to somebody else's house, and say good morning before you go daven. You shouldn't get involved in other things before you daven to Hashem. Why are you saying good morning to somebody else? To go out of your way. To walk over in shul is a small thing. But to leave your house and go to somebody's front door, to go out of your way like that, then it's usher even to go over that and to say good morning. We'll call that category one. That's the more severe category. And the Shulchan Aruch adds on, V'chein usher lichrua lo kishemashkim lefischo. You shouldn't bow either. Some people bow before when they say hello to someone. And the Shulchan Aruch says, some say that's usher, even below mashkin with frisco. And the Mishnah Berurah has to follow that view. Meaning, the idea of not bowing is even in category two. When you go over to say hello to someone in the morning, let's say good morning in shul, you should not bow when you just say good morning. Oh, so that's categories one and two. Category one, to go to somebody's house to wish him a good morning, you shouldn't do before you go to daven. That's because you shouldn't be involved in other things before you go talk to Hashem. To go over and shul is mutter, to say good morning, or if you're walking somewhere and you happen to stop off at somebody's house on the way, that's mutter. But it's mutter to say good morning, but not to bow, and not to say shalom aleichem. Okay, that's categories one and two. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'im eino mashkim lepisko el shepaga bo haderech, mutter liten lo shalom. If you're walking in the street and you happen to see someone walking by you, they're coming towards you, we'll call that category three, that's the most mako category, it's mutter to say shalom aleichem. The Shulchan Aruch says, even in that case, lo yoma erlet safra demaritav. Even in that case, when they're walking over to you, when you're passing them in the street, you should only say good morning. Why? Kidei yitein leiv shu asa lisake bidvarim achem b'klal ache yispalo. Because if you say Shalom Aleichem, which is really mutter, you might get into a whole discussion, and then eventually you might not go to shul, you might miss davening. So to give yourself a reminder not to have a whole discussion, even though saying Shalom Aleichem is mutter, you would just say good morning. And that's the custom. So the custom is that the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's mutter, Nagu kadmoneinu, the minig is l'hachmir b'zeh mizeh atam. So halacha l'maisa, normally in the morning, If you're walking to shul and you see someone, you say, and that's category three, that's the most mako category, you say good morning. Or if you're in shul and you see someone in shul, you would say good morning. When, that's category two. Category three, really it's mutter to say shalom aleichem, but the meaning is lahachmir for the reason with the Shulchan Aruch gave. So halacha l'maaseh, we just get in the habit of saying good morning. And category one and two, you shouldn't bow either, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah said. And in category three, when you happen to see someone in the street and you say good morning, to bow as you pass by is okay, because that's only usur in categories one and two. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah then adds on, V'chozeh liftoach lomar l'chaver shalom. That's if you say hello to your friend, shalom aleichem to your friend. But kishachaver shalom v'shlomo mutar lashiv b'cholin. If a friend says shalom aleichem to you and asks you, how are you doing? You're allowed to respond. Because we responding is mutar. We saw earlier in Hilchos Kriyashma that fundamentally if somebody, you're allowed to respond to someone if they, we don't do it nowadays, but fundamentally it's mutar. So you can respond to someone if they come over and say hello to you. Okay. That, then the Shulchan Aruch adds on, v'im hischil lebarich brachos, ein lachush kol kach. Once you've started saying brachos, you don't have to be so machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is talking about bowing, and it's talking about category two. Even though we said above that we're machmir, that by categories one and two, you can't, not only can't you say shalom aleichem, you can't bow either, but regarding bowing, category two, where you don't go, you're not going to his house to say shalom aleichem, but you're going over in shul to say shalom aleichem, or you're walking somewhere and you happen to stop by his house, then it would be mutter to bow, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you've already started saying brachos. But category one, but if mashkim lepischo, category one, then bowing would be usher, would still be usher, even if you've started saying brachos. Okay. Now, regarding saying brachos, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that it applies to category three as well. Category three, you see somebody in the street. So we saw that Mikar Adin, it's mutter to say shalom aleichem. And it would be mutter to bow as well if they happen to be walking by you. But we saw there's a chumrah to not say shalom aleichem, just to say good morning. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'im hischil ha-brachos, ein lachush kol kach mutter liten shalom. By category three, if you've already started saying brachos, then this chumrah of not saying shalom aleichem wouldn't apply, and it would be mutter to even say shalom aleichem. Oh. So these are the three categories, categories one, two, and three. The one that's most common for us is category three, passing somebody in the street. The minhag is we say good morning, and we don't say shalom aleichem. If you've already started saying brachos, then it would be okay to say shalom aleichem as well. Category two, going over to say go to someone in shul, so you would not say shalom aleichem, you would just say good morning, and you would not bow either. If you've already said some brachos, then it would be okay to bow, but shalom aleichem would still be usher. Oh. And a lemaisa application that we saw from Rabbi Devin Saul Shlita is that to write a letter before davening and say shalom aleichem or shalom uvracha, a quick short letter, you shouldn't do, even if the person's not going to get it till after davening, because lemaisa you're putting Hashem's name on a person before you bless Hashem with Hashem's name directly to Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.